We're about to meet a singer-songwriter who is known for his risque presence. His name is Josh Tillman. On stage, he's known as Father John Misty. His witty, provocative lyrics are boosting his profile in indie rock. The new Father John Misty album is called I Love You, Honey Bear. NPR's Lindsay Toddy has more.
When singer-songwriter Josh Tillman started work on his latest album, he set out to write honestly about love and intimacy. Check out this song called The Ideal Husband.
Every woman that I've slept with, every friendship I've neglected, didn't call when grandma died. I spend my money getting drunk and high.
And the things that emerge in true intimacy can be fairly brutal.
Brutal.
That's why it's a metal album.
Tillman hasn't erased his sentimental side. Listen to him describe his first night with the woman who would become his wife.
First time you let me stay the night, despite your bone rules. You took off early to go cheat your way through film school. You left a note in your perfect script. Stay as long as you want. I haven't left your bed since.
There was no way I was going to be able to take my real life experiences with intimacy, etc., and spin them into the kind of generic that passes for love songs.
Father John Misty songs tend to have, shall we say, graphic imagery, but Tillman was raised in a strict evangelical Christian household. As a kid, he wasn't allowed to listen to secular music, but when he turned 18, he left home and found his way into a music career, going by the name Jay Tillman. During that time, he rarely spoke to his parents.
And it's true you strike me as less godlike, with no son to crucify.
I was really angry for a long time. A lot of, like, impotent rage, you know, of my 20s.
This song, called Our Beloved Tyrant, may sound confessional, but Tillman says the story is fiction. The characters are all imagined. It took several albums for him to realize that this dark, brooding Jay Tillman figure wasn't who he really was. He had to show his sense of humor in his songwriting.
When I was a kid, I would look at The Muppet Show or Monty Python, and I would just think, that's me. I have to engage that if I want to make things that are honest and not contrived.
He came up with a name for his new act, Father John Misty. We hear the playfulness of Father John Misty on the new song, Bored in the USA. He sings about middle-class despair, but Tillman calls the song a sarcastic ballad.
Bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus. Bored in the USA.
Listen to how he uses a laugh track to underscore that angst.
They gave me a useless education, subprime loan, craftsman home.
I put the laugh track on that song. I don't know why, it just was an instinct. It's just kind of a cruel, grotesque sound to me. And I think that laughter, in a lot of cases, is a form of domination. You know, a way of, like, neutralizing uncomfortable ideas.
And uncomfortable ideas come up again and again in his music.
Ancient holy wars, dead religions, holocaust.
Josh Tillman says since embarking on the Father John Misty project, his idea of what it means to be a serious artist has changed, and he expects that transformation to be an ongoing process. Father John Misty's new album is called I Love You, Honey Bear. It's out this week. Lindsay Toddy, NPR News.
Okay, this song, the full version is at NPR.org, but keep listening here. Tillman threw some familiar voices into the version he performed for us.
Good morning, I'm David Green.
Here is something to think about when taking a puff of a
cigarette.
Renee, I think that was us. Tillman put us in a mashup. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne.